That's right. This is The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge from the heart city of Valentine. Pause for just a moment. And you know what you're going to find? You're going to discover Tri-State Livestock News, the cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive ag coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, it's available online at tsln.com or in print.
Starting July 28th, it's the Nebraska Star Party right here at Merritt Reservoir in Cherry County. And if you go to visitvalentine.com, you'll find a list of 50 other things to do about the Arthur Bowering Sandhills Ranch over at Merriman, Nebraska. Or you can take up a little bit of golf at Frederick Peak Golf Club, the Prairie Club, and some of the others around the Great Sandhills region. Check things out at visitvalentine.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you. This is called A Letter from the Post Office, and I don't know the author on this, so we're just going to go through it. We don't know who replied, but there is a beautiful soul working in the dead letter office. Our 14-year-old dog, Abby, died last month. The day after she passed away, my 4-year-old daughter, Meredith, was crying and talking about how much she missed Abby. She asked if we could write a letter to God so that when Abby got to heaven, God would recognize her. I told her that I thought we could, so she dictated these words. Dear God, will you please take care of my dog? She died yesterday and is with you in heaven. I miss her very much. I'm happy that you let me have her as my dog, even though she got sick. I hope that you'll play with her. She likes to swim and play with balls. I'm sending a picture of her, so when you see her, you will know that she is my dog. I really miss her. Love, Meredith. We put the letter in an envelope with a picture of Abby and Meredith, addressed it to God, heaven. We put on our return address. Meredith pasted several stamps on the front of the envelope because she said it would take lots of stamps to get the letter all the way to heaven. That afternoon, she dropped it into the letterbox at the post office. A few days later, she asked if God had gotten the letter yet. I told her that I thought he had. Yesterday, there was a package wrapped in gold paper on the front porch, addressed to Meredith in an unfamiliar hand. Meredith opened it. Inside was a book by Mr. Rogers called When a Pet Dies. Taped to the inside front cover was the letter that we had written to God in its opened envelope. On the opposite page was the picture of Abby and Meredith and this note. Dear Meredith, Abby arrived safely in heaven. Having the picture was a big help, and I recognized her right away. Abby isn't sick anymore. Her spirit is here with me just like it stays in your heart. Abby loved being your dog. Since we don't need our bodies in heaven, I don't have any pockets to keep your picture in, so I'm sending it back to you in this little book for you to keep and have something to remember Abby by. Thank you for the beautiful letter, and thank your mother for helping you write it and sending it to me. What a wonderful mother you have. I picked her especially for you. I send my blessings every day, and remember that I love you very much. By the way, I'm easy to find. I am wherever there is love. Love, God. And that's simply called Letter from the Post Office.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that, Mike. Believing in yourself. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win but think you can't, it's almost certain that you won't. If you think you'll lose, you have lost. Because out in the world, you'll find success begins with a person's will. It's all in a state of mind. If you think you're defeated, you are. You have to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can win the prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger, more talented person. But sooner or later, the person who wins is the person who thinks he can. No author on this as well, but I do believe it's called Believing in Yourself.
Very good. Well, we've got a little bit of time left here. Can you share anything else with us today, Kim?
Yeah, it is almost time to wrap it up. There is nothing more demoralizing than a small but adequate income. Edmund Wilson said that. How's that for a good quote? Here's another one. Among the chief worries of today's business executive is the large number of unemployed still on the payroll.
Some people aren't doing their job.
I guess that's yep.
Well, we have a job here on The Good Stuff, and your job is to send us some new things. Send those to KimHBurge@gmail.com, and then keep listening for The Good Stuff.